Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Jack Vanek, Kelty Knight, and Becca Tobin. Thank you so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thanks for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you every single week for free.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the lady gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The lady gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lady Gang. I am Becca Tobin here with Kelty Knight and Jack Vanek.
Mm-hmm. Remember back in the day when we used to do a full
bio
intro of each of us?
Yes.
That was
Do you
long.
Want it to come back?
No.
Yeah, kind of.
I can add that I've done two Hallmark movies to mine. Yeah, don't be jelly. Okay, how is everybody?
I mean, how do you think I am? Look at my t-shirt.
I didn't even see that. Where do you get? I need that.
She's wearing a Queer Eye
Tan and Anthony and Bobby and Karamo and Jonathan.
Wow, you guys.
I need that.
It's exciting.
I got it on the internet. It was like $16. And I also really want a
t-shirt. Is it like a ripoff one?
That has our names.
Can we have a Kelty and Jack
That's
and Becca?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh my God.
Elena?
We need that on the merch.
Jordan?
We need that on the merch store.
I know. Yeah, we need to do that.
Oh my gosh. Wait, Jack, really quickly. I thought of something. I said something in my life today. And I felt like it could be something that you could use.
Okay.
Oh. Don't you love when I do this?
Yeah, give me free ideas.
Because half is horrible and half are great.
They're usually bad.
Okay, they're usually... Wait, I
How
came
dare
up with
you?
I came, I blacked out, I let... What was it?
I came, I saw, I blacked out?
Yeah, I think
yeah,
that was
you.
One of my best.
That was you.
Okay.
That was you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, but
God,
here's my new one.
You never give her credit. I didn't know that.
Your it's all of us.
Long we, today, you don't by have the way.
Wait, what?
Your eyelashes look so long.
It's because I'm actually wearing mascara for once.
And a colored... I love the pop of color liner.
Thank you.
Is it?
You know, it's like shocking when I wear
Urban
makeup.
Decay?
It is.
It's like,
yeah.
What's different about Jack?
Purple.
Oh, she
looks pretty. No,
oh, she doesn't look like a dumpster.
Okay, so here it is.
What?
Ready? My pitch. This is my pitch.
I'm nervous.
If it doesn't make me rich or skinny, I don't have time.
Yeah, that wouldn't work.
Why? Think about it. Anytime somebody asks me to do something, if it doesn't make me more money or skinnier, I don't have time for it.
Or drunk.
Everything I do in my life is to achieve those two things.
Yeah, there's always an ulterior motive.
So you don't think
like
it's
inner
a good...
happiness, satisfaction?
No, no, no. No, if it doesn't make me money or
it's kinda
skinny.
True.
You know? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Anyways, it was good for me. Now it's time for...
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
Who wants to go first?
Am I going? Or you want to go?
I'll go.
Go.
Okay. Bad week. So it's now summertime. And you guys know I love to make my manifest list every January 1st. And I'm pretty good at getting my goals realized. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm going to do this? Yes. And so my goals are not great this year. I changed the position of where I put my goal list, and it's not right in front of my mirror, so I don't look at it every day. It's a mistake. I got to fix it. But anyway, one of my goals for this year was to read 100 books in 2018, because I figured, well, if I read two books a week,
–
2 books a week, which I can, you know. I love to read.
Uh-uh.
There's no way.
I read one book maybe a month.
Right.
But you travel a lot.
I travel a lot on the
plane. And you read a lot. Yeah.
I love to read.
And you also are reading
easy books.
Yeah, okay. Let's.
You're reading like Mindy Kaling's like fun book.
It's true.
I'm reading like a book on psychopaths.
Yeah, you're reading like Erica Jane's autobiography. So like, let's not give you too big of a pat on the back.
Also, you could skim read that in like 10 minutes.
Well, you're going to feel even more disappointed for me when you find out that so far this year, I keep a list in my phone. I've read 9.
Oh, good. You're off to a roll.
What's your favorite? Is it like...
Shantaram.
What?
Did you read Shantaram?
No.
Did you read Shantaram?
Is that like an actual book?
It's real. It's 900 pages, which is
why
it's like it's
That's
been taking
three
me
books.
A month. Yeah.
My friend has a really good podcast for book people.
Oh, really?
It's called The Stacks.
Oh,
that's
cool.
Really good.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
Anyway, disappointing. 9 books.
Is that a bad week?
That's okay.
That's a bad week. Yeah. Right. I'm just so disappointed in myself, but I'm like, well,
whatever.
You set your hot too high. Good week. So you're gonna think I'm lame, but I am a tea connoisseur. As you guys
you
know.
Are.
Yes.
I love a loose leaf tea.
Because you don't do coffee, right?
No.
Mm-mm.
And if I have to drink a tea, like, in a hotel that is just a bleak, regular, like, tea bag, it's always disappointing
Lipton?
To me. Like, a Lipton is for
They're sad.
Beginners.
They're sad.
Unless they want to sponsor
you
this podcast.
You made me a tea at your house at a photo shoot at one point. It was delicious.
Me too. Yeah. You've made me many
you
teas at your house. They're always
the
great.
Tea game.
Thank
yeah.
you, guys. Oh, I'm glad you think this is important.
It
so,
is.
So, I have... been gifted and have curated many teas, and my tea drawer is completely full of tins of teas. And I'm feeling like I can't get new teas until I finish some of the tins because I was like, even though if it's a tea that I tried and I don't love, I still feel like I can't just throw away perfectly good tea. Nobody wants my old tea,
at
Becca.
Work, bring it to work and leave it on the counter.
Oh, I guess I could. Or that's a good idea.
Yeah, well, it's not like tea is gross when you open the box. They're
life,
so good.
Life is short.
You drink the tea you want.
You should drink the good tea you want because it's like 6 cents a tea bag.
So I'm so glad you said that because what I did is I went through all my teas and I just threw out the ones that I was like, I'm never going to drink you herbal mint. Like, you're not for me. And I went online to David's Tea, which is like one of my favorite tea places in Canada, and I ordered 3 new teas, Genmaicha Matcha, and Passion Fruit Green. And they are my 3 favorite teas on the planet. And so every day this week, I've been getting up in the morning and I've been making myself my own little pot of loose leaf tea of my favorite teas. And it is like life changing. And I know this is so nerdy, but it's a little thing. Good night.
Good for you.
That's cute. You know good what? For you.
You're adorable.
Drink the tea you want.
Meanwhile, tea keeps you looking young.
It does it.
Does it?
How dare you?
I'm unsure about that. I think Botox keeps you looking young.
Yeah,
tea is just
tea has a lot of antioxidants.
No, it's just coffee.
No, it doesn't.
But coffee just dehydrates.
Yeah, coffee has antioxidants.
Yeah, black coffee is good for you.
It's true. Who drinks black coffee?
I do every morning.
Me too.
It's the only thing I shifted after I did the Whole 30.
I do it as like the intermittent fasting.
Me too.
Yeah, it's the only way to go.
You guys are weird. Tea for two.
I'll go.
And the two is not you. Ooh, look at that little rhyme.
Tea for two, and the two's not. He's not for you.
Not for you.
I used to do a segment on Glee called Fondue for Two.
Like on the show?
Yeah. Well, Heather Morris, her character had Fondue for Two, and it was like a web series, and I was a guest one time. Anyways,
that's really weird.
Sidetrack.
Is fondue always disappointing, though?
I had fondue in Switzerland. It was epic.
Dessert fondue or regular fondue?
No, it's cheese fondue, but I had it twice, and now I will never have to have fondue in my life again.
I had it in Switzerland. Enough. I was bummed.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe you didn't go to the right place.
Maybe.
I loved it, but it's very it's very stinky.
Yeah.
It's cheesy.
That's what grosses me out.
Yeah.
The smell of cheese.
And communal breads.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the bread's not the
and
best.
And the things
whatever.
They decide to dip in there are questionable.
I'm like, I don't want asparagus dipped in cheese.
No, but Switzerland, you just get bread.
No, we got things.
Oh. Yeah, I got things,
I probably went to the equivalent of, a Chili's in Switzerland.
What's that? The melting pot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It probably was the melting pot.
Yeah.
The stinking rose. Isn't that fondue?
No, that's just a garlic restaurant.
Oh.
My actual nightmare.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Oh.
My car Jack? Smells like an armpit right now because of garlic.
We Continue. Have never gone on that many tangents before.
And I'm
never.
So chill.
I know. Well, because yeah.
New Kelty,
yeah.
So New chill.
New Kelty.
You got to go back to it whenever you feel
go
like
ahead.
It.
This can be a five-hour podcast. My good week. My best friend Alexis, who you guys have met, that I'm doing the True Crime podcast with, she was working on this new show that just got released, and it's called Unmasking a Killer. And for any True Crime fans out there, it is amazing. It's about the Golden State Killer, which is the most prolific serial killer. He's raped over 50 women, murdered over 12 people.
Shit.
The show is amazing. It's on HLN, so everybody should watch it if they want a new true crime binge.
Oh, that's great.
Damn.
Yeah, it's great.
Bad week.
So I was at Sweetgreen's the other day getting my salad, which I love that
Classic
place
Jack.
So much. Like a nice little Sweetgreen's when I want to be healthy. Mm. I'm in line. I had drank a couple LaCroix before, and anybody that listens to the podcast knows how burpy it makes me and Becca. Mm-hmm. So it was just rumbling in my tummy. And I'm getting to the front of the line. I'm like, oh my God, I got a big burp coming and I don't really know what to do. I'm gonna hold it because I don't want to burp into the general direction of food. Mm-hmm. But it was, it was going to happen.
Brewing.
It was brewing. So I went to turn to the side to do the belch, and as I do this old little lady just walks up right next to me, and my poor burp goes right into her little cute face, and I felt so bad that I bought her salad.
No way.
Yeah. She thought it was funny, though. It wasn't that bad, but I'm like, oh my, this is horrible.
You know what's so crazy is that old people can be the biggest assholes on the planet, but since they're old, we just assume they're sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry about my burp. You might have been a total raging bitch.
She's probably a bitch.
My grandpa used to say the most obnoxious, questionably offensive things to people.
Yeah.
Well, number one, he was foreign. He was Greek and barely spoke
any
English. And he was just so old that people were like, oh, Gus, it's just him being Gus.
I cannot wait to get there.
I know.
Can you imagine?
Say whatever the shit you want.
Mm,
love
it's
it.
It's going to be great. Sorry, Zach. Okay, here's mine. I was in Studio City, which is in the hood, and I was at a coffee shop.
Is it?
The hood where we are right now?
We're in Studio City.
Oh, I thought you meant like...
No, not the hood. Not like Compton. No. It's in the neighborhood we're in. And I went to the coffee shop that I love, and... I get a little annoyed with LA people, even though I'm one of them. At like 3 p.m., why is everybody in a coffee shop? Haven't you had your coffee already?
Because nobody has jobs.
I justify it as in we record the podcast later in the day. So this is like at 3 o'clock. Sometimes my work day is starting at 3 and then
we're going
until 8.
Right.
But most people, I'm like, why is this line so long? What are you doing? So I'm standing there already very irritated because I had to get here. And this is the second time this has happened. There's a real basic bitch. She probably looked like we could be related. So, like, I'm being kind. I'm whatever. Self-deprecating, too. She was so annoying and taking so long to make her order. And she turned around and asked four people in line what she should order.
What?
What she should order. Let me tell you. This happened again. This happened a few
with
months
the same
ago.
Same girl?
No. Same type. Like us, but
annoying like us.
Annoying like us. Yeah. But this happened a few months ago, and this girl turned around and asked like three people if she should get her latte on ice or hot.
No one gives a shit.
Strangers, not her friends. Even you're annoying if you ask your friends hot or ice, but strangers.
So also, you're in a line. Like, think about it while you're in the line.
I was so annoyed, but then good week. This really sweet lady, not an old lady, middle aged, looks at me and she goes, "You look like so adorable right now. You look like Annie Hall."
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's cute.
That was a good compliment.
It was a really, that was one of the best.
I love it.
Yeah, it's great. So that's it. So what's coming up?
Karamo's here, and I'm wearing a t-shirt with his name on it. And
I'm sharting.
So excited.
From excitement?
From excitement.
Okay.
You're listening to The Lady Gang.
Hollywood had her eye on our guest today since his debut on The Real World. He was an amazing host and producer for OWN. If you don't know what that is, it's Oprah's channel. So Queen Oprah has blessed this man herself and The Huffington Post. And now he has found his home and superstardom as a part of the Fab Five on Queer Eye. Along with his five co-stars, he has blown up the media scene seemingly overnight. I'm currently wearing a t-shirt with his name on it.
Oh my God!
I bought this from a janky online retailer. You didn't make money on it, and it's your name. You boys need to get on top of this
game. We've already been getting on top of that. Yeah.
Is this shirt an actual one of your shirts that they ripped off?
No, they ripped off. They just put our names on it.
I got it from Cafe Press. I know it's a mistake. You guys need to get the Queer Eye.
But I haven't seen anyone with it on in person, only in photos that we get sent. Oh, I love you for this.
Thank you. We are so excited. We've never been excited for anyone this much.
Can I give everybody a visual, though?
Okay.
So Jack's mom was like, I hope he's as handsome in person as he is on television. When I tell you, this man has like Barbie doll skin.
it's
like a smolder you've never seen.
Hey, how are you ladies doing?
Obviously the sexiest voice I've ever heard.
No one's buying it though. Like,
you are, and he's so tall.
Yes.
We didn't know this about
and
when
he
we were
smells
watching
like a dream.
And
everything is just
staying.
On point.
Yeah, I know.
I'll move in.
This just can be a compliment circle just directed at you.
Yes, I appreciate it.
The cutest part was then he walked into the studio, and like obviously I know we just saw each other at a red carpet and we've been covering Queer Eye on ET, but he was like, "Hi, you know, I'm on that show Queer Eye," and I was like, "Bitch, you don't have to introduce yourself."
He just came in and said that. We're like, "We know.
We've been trying to get you. You know the whole Hollywood scene where people get really like arrogant and they think they're famous and they think everything. I just am like, it's not happening. So I just assume people don't know who I am, and it's like thankful, you know.
Back it up, sorry.
You have a big voice.
Big voice, sorry.
You're famous. Yeah,
so. But the humbleness is it's adorable,
it's nice.
And we love it.
Thank you.
So when did you know that you were famous? Like, this is it. You guys are the breakout stars of 2018.
I would tell you, it would probably be at HRC. The Glad Media Awards.
Yeah,
where we saw each other. When I was sitting next to Halle Berry. And she was like, oh my gosh. So
I have photos.
Talked the whole night. And this was like,
I feel like you guys would create like a beauty bomb.
Listen,
and everything would explode if
you
sat next to each
other. It's unfair.
Like, this is us, like, people were like capturing us, like, having conversations. We're laughing all night. And I'm like,
This is amazing.
This is Halle Berry. Yeah.
It's Halle Berry. She's stunning.
Wait,
she's
what's the biggest celebrity that has, like, tweeted you or said that they were a fan?
I don't know.
Oh my God, here she is being like, "You're so fabulous. I watch every week. I binged it all in one Saturday."
Oh my God.
No, so it's crazy. Like, yesterday, Tan Jonathan, yes. Yesterday, Tan, Jonathan, and Anthony were with Gigi Hadid.
I saw that and I'm on like, Instagram. Yeah.
None of this was like us 6 months. Well, we were here in LA. Okay, yeah. Gotcha. Otherwise, you know, they said they were going and they were like, if you can come, you know, come to the party.
You're like, but should I buy a flight?
Should I?
We're way cooler than the
Hadid. Yeah, oh, 100%, obviously.
100% and more beautiful. Let me just say that.
Okay.
Yes.
You 100%. Can
see that. Thank you.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay, so this Halle Berry moment is a moment you're like, why I'm someone? Because Halle Berry watches Queer Eye?
Yeah. No, I mean, we had tons of people that hit us up, like Chrissy Teigen hit us up, Drew Barrymore. Like, it's been all these people. But, like, sometimes it seems surreal because you're just like, you know.
Like, you're too famous.
Yeah, you're not watching the show, you know what I mean? But then you're like, oh, you're watching the show because you're telling me about episodes. So, you're just humbling. You just love it.
Okay, now, tell me this. I have heard through my Hollywood sources that the audition for this show was like the Hunger Games.
It was.
Like, they were, I actually appreciate this from Netflix, like, they were so committed to finding the five right guys and the right mix of guys and the right chemistry, because the chemistry is
unreal.
That's key.
But
yeah,
also
that's key.
The sincerity. I think that they chose five. There's no bullshit. It's so, you feel like every single one of you, and because you know there's always a bad egg.
Yes. Well, and there's no competition, and you guys are all genuinely so wonderful to each other. Like, there's nothing that's like a weird sort of vibe.
Well, that's what you're hitting on. We don't compete with each other.
Yeah.
We all have different lanes. And like, even now with our careers, as the first season has come out, we all do different things. Like, I'm clearly the oldest and the most activist, and I have a clear path. I'm all about talking and healing people. Where Jonathan is now going on this comedian path and he's like doing stand up. You know, it's like,
amazing.
And I would never compete with that, vice versa. It's like, we have our lanes and we don't compete. Anthony is like the sexiest guy on the face of earth, so we like let him be sexy.
He's literally the sexiest guy.
He's undercover sexy. The first couple episodes, you were like, oh, he's just like odd.
No,
like, he's like
mom
cool,
told
but
me.
Odd.
Yeah, and she's like, there's this like really hot one. And I'm like, is it Jonathan?
Yeah.
She's like, no, this one. I was like, really? And then after two episodes, I was like,
no, he sucks you in. He has that, I keep saying to people like that, Robert Pattinson. Is that his
Pattinson,
name? Pattinson,
yeah.
Well, he's way hotter. Don't say that out loud. That's offensive.
But no, but you mean, I'm talking about that like very like, I'm dark and mysterious.
Yeah,
and,
like undercover hotness.
Yeah.
What's and the craziest thing during the auditions?
Yeah, tell us about the auditions.
Yeah.
Oh, the auditions were crazy. So it was
Hold on, pause. I've never seen these girls so excited about anything in their life. Honestly, they usually sit here and they're like, yeah, that's cool. Kelty, what's next?
Okay.
They're like, and
Kelty always leads the interviews, and Beck and I are like, and we'll like,
she's boring. I can't believe you're asking that.
Who cares?
Beck is sweating.
They're
I'm so excited.
Okay. So anyway,
the feeling is mutual, by the way.
Okay. Yeah. Back to the audition.
They brought in like 300 guys to this 3-day hotel conference room round table thing.
And did so you know you're auditioning for Queer Eye?
I did. I knew.
And how did they like? Did you just, like, answer a casting call?
No, I was actually, I have a show on MTV that I host called Are You the One Second Chances? And so I was in bed watching Carson Kressley on Watch What Happens Live, and he was like, they're bringing back Queer Eye. So I called my agent. I was like, I got to get on this.
Oh, yeah.
And they told him no. They were like, we've already did our casting.
No,
we're done.
No.
And so he went back and was like, hard pitch. And was like, if you see him, I promise you'll love him and you'll hire him.
Good agent.
Here we are. Yeah, great agent.
Never but, get rid of that agent.
I know.
I never will in my life.
Never.
But yeah, it was like round and round after round. But on the very first day, in the very first hour, Bobby, Tan, and I sat next to each other and never locked arms. I mean, did not loosen arms. Is that what it is? Like, I'm doing the motion right now.
Unlocked the lock.
Yeah, we were stuck together. And then Jonathan came in immediately, and then Anthony came in. And the five of us did not stop being around each other the entire time.
Oh, my God.
And the other guys were like, the other guys kept saying to us, you do know this is a competition.
Ew.
And we were like, we don't see it like this. And I think that's part of what helped us to get the job, because we weren't competing with the guys. So like, when we'd go in the room, they would give us questions and we would come back out and be like, okay, this is what they asked. Where the other guys were like, oh, I can't tell you. You'll find out when you go in there. And we're like,
snakes.
Girl.
But also, it's kind of good.
Girl.
I mean,
girl.
Like, you guys are the Spice Girls, so you're, the five of you are so different.
Yes.
There's not another you in that group.
No.
So it's almost like a safe place.
That's what it was.
Where it's like, you're not Becca Tobin at the audition with every blonde bitch in Hollywood with blue eyes. You know what I mean? Like, you knew they needed one of you, and they needed one Jonathan. And then so it was actually really smart of you.
To help each other.
And that's good karma, too.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. And we didn't just help each other. We helped other people. So we were like, oh, you should do this, you should do that. And slowly but surely, we would go in and we'd come back out and five people would be missing. And then we'd go in, we'd come back, five more people would be missing.
That is the most nerve-wracking thing I've ever heard.
Nerve-wracking. I mean, because you would go in and you'd be like, oh, snap.
Oh, my
Like we're dwindling.
Yeah, and I let that guy borrow $2 and he give it back to me. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm never going to see him again ever again in life. But whatever. You know.
Is there someone that you're the closest to on the show?
I would say Bobby and I are the closest.
I love really? Bobby. Yeah. Bobby, okay, by the way, is the most talented person.
Let me tell you something.
Ever. How yeah. does he do that in a week?
I don't understand.
Let me tell you something. I say this in every interview, praising my Bobby because I love him. I love everyone. But I'm like, for me, I have a conversation. They took my social worker and psychotherapy mm-hmm. background. I have a conversation. I get to the core.
Right.
2 hours. You know, and then we go have fun. Yeah. Jonathan,
Anthony
takes him 2 hours.
Meal.
Yeah, meal. It takes
Jonathan's
him
like,
an hour
like, you don't really
and a half.
Need a haircut. I'll shave you.
Yeah, he's like, I'll shave you. It's 2 hours at max. I mean, that's not taking away from what we do.
Not at all.
But Bobby, when we leave on that first day, he's like, bye, guys. See y'all later. And he's in the house all day long. And one time he's like, y'all want to help me paint? And we were like, no. No,
like,
we
my
don't.
Work here is done. Yes. Have fun.
It transforms it.
It's incredible.
Yeah. It's, he needs his own show at some point, too.
Completely.
Like, it's
you
insane.
All do.
You
I mean,
all
I feel
do.
Like you're I all going to get like your little spinoffs. And
yeah.
Hopefully not soon, because we really all love being around each other.
Right.
So
we'll
we're all
keep,
like.
We'll keep that.
Yeah, we all we'll want keep that.
It's like then, a, you know, a side hustle thing.
Yeah.
Not a hustle, but.
Completely.
Okay, so where were you when you got the call, like you are in, you're picked?
I was on the phone with the Fab Five.
No way.
We were literally on the phone together.
Did you all find out at the same time?
So, no, we didn't find out at the same time. But
who
the thing
first?
Was that we don't know exactly. Oh, you know what? I think Bobby got the call first, and then I got it next. But we were on the phone, so it's, like, scattered, because we knew that it was coming that day.
They said, like, we're going to let everyone know this day.
Yes. So we were on the phone, like, did you get the call? Did you get the call? Did you get the call? And
no.
Ironically, when the call was going on, we were already talking to each other. Jonathan will tell you.
It was that is crazy.
So for
that's who I was with. I was with Whoa. The guys I would eventually call my family and be working with.
Was it you five? Like, was it you five in a group, and you five would make it together, and there was other groups of five?
No,
or
there
was singular.
There was ten. Oh no, there was it was singular.
Okay.
So at the end of
so you
everything,
just happened to be on the phone, like with those
yeah,
are
we
your
made
guys.
We made a Fab Five text group text.
Oh my god!
The last day of the casting, and we're like, no matter what, we're gonna be our own Fab Five, like legit. And so that so this is why I say, like, when people are like, why are you all really friends? We became friends immediately in the beginning.
Oh my god!
And it just stuck.
That's weird.
I know.
That is weird.
Completely.
So crazy.
Because
like,
none of these guys
so
I'd never seen in my life ever before wow. this, and now we're together.
Oh, that's amazing.
Makes me so happy.
How, I know. Crazy.
How
right?
is season two gonna? I mean, I'm nervous.
Yeah.
Season one. I mean, like juggernaut, like the most incredible thing.
Also, the first episode of season, like there could not have been.
Oh,
wait, do we have an update?
It's ugly.
Are they?
Yeah, they're
together.
They're about to get married.
They are.
Yeah, and
it's like they're together, and then they broke up again,
yes.
and then they're together. And I'm like, I can't follow this on Twitter. This is too much.
No, yes. And Tom is having a field day being on Twitter and being Twitter famous.
Oh, I know.
And we are getting our life of it. It's like your grandpa who got on Twitter and became Twitter famous. It's
and, like, doesn't really know how to use it.
And doesn't know how to use it. Like, he tweeted out his cell phone number to Bobby the other day.
Great.
We're like, take that down, because random like, people are going to start calling you.
I love Tom.
You know?
I thought the episode that really got me was the one with the policeman.
Oh my god.
And like, I mean, also the one where the guy came out.
Oh,
like
yes.
that was very emotional, but that was like expected emotions.
Yes.
I just think there's so much skirting around the mm-hmm. issues in the world where you just kind of like talk around it.
Yeah.
And there you guys went, and it was so powerful to watch you both have this conversation. And man, it
and
was just like
it wasn't planned, right?
It was not planned. No. So the thing was that they had always planned that we were going to get pulled over as a gag. Like we have
right.
little gags throughout the
right.
show, so that was one of them. They didn't want me driving that morning. We actually were an hour and a half behind in schedule because mm-hmm. I was fighting to drive because that was one of our furthest ways out. And I was like, if I don't drive, I'm going to fall asleep. So mm-hmm. I must drive. And they were like, no, no. But they couldn't tell me why
because
they didn't want to ruin the gag. So I'm like, I'm driving and like caught a hissy fit. And so finally they were like, fine,
Genius.
Drive. And they were like scared, you know, to death because they were like, we're putting the black guy in a seat and we know
right.
we're getting him pulled over. But it allowed something to happen that was, like,
wow.
organic. It took the
that
show.
So amazing.
And they were like, you don't have to go there. We can, like, pretend right. this doesn't happen. I was like, oh, no, we're going to go here.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the culture guy, and we're going to have a culturally relevant conversation.
Right.
Is what's
going to
happen.
Yeah, and your conversation was, yeah, it was so wonderful. It was so organic
Thanks.
And inspiring to people. And
Thank
it's,
you.
Like, it needs to be said. So
Thank
that
you.
Was, like, such a wonderful
and
moment.
And he and I are, like, best friends now.
Really?
Yes.
How is he?
He's phenomenal. He is, like... He's deciding that he's quitting the police force.
Wow. Really?
Yes, because
he's...
To be an actor.
No,
to be more
That's
of an
probably
activist.
Superman.
An because now he's getting all this response from, like,
oh my God.
People of color, from, like, these right-wing white Republicans who are like, oh my gosh, you opened my eyes. And he realized, like, now he could be a voice to, like, bridge people together. And so his wife is supporting him. He's, like, doing all this great stuff.
Oh, my God.
And then also, like, he's big on NASCAR, and that's, like, a space where people don't really talk about issues. So he's using that as a platform to, like, reach these, like, rednecks, as he would say, and, like, talk to them. And I'm like...
Wow. Oh, my God. Like, you're literally changing lives. That's so cool.
It blows our mind. Yeah.
Now, we have a very big fan base of, you know, that we've all been talking about you in our Facebook group for many months.
Yes!
So
obsessed.
They have a couple questions from the fans.
Okay.
So, first of all, how can I get my dad on the show? He wears zip-off pants to functions that require business casual.
That's a question.
My dad loves a zip-off pant.
Yeah.
I mean, it is
Do they zip off at the knee? Like as a short?
Yeah, like when you have a pant that becomes a short.
Let me tell you something. I used to wear zip-off pants all the time because I played sports. And so that was like the best thing
ever. That's relevant for a sport, though.
Yeah. First of all, I tell people when they hit us up like that is that if you've acknowledged the problem, you can be their queer eye. You don't have to have us. You know, all it takes is for you to sit down with your dad and say, hey, how about we go to the store and I show you a new style, something just equally as comfortable. You've acknowledged it. You don't need us.
Right.
But as far as like applying, we have no idea.
You
I think
don't.
It's like 2ecasting at Gmail. I really don't know.
Okay.
They would already been in the casting process beforehand.
Yeah.
And they don't give us any say in who gets cast.
Right.
You
That's
know what I mean?
So That's like, actually good, so you don't know what to expect.
No, we're actually always surprised. So,
is there any possibility that you might make over someone from your own lives at some point? Like someone's mom or an aunt or like
that.
A bad seed or...
I love that. I would love if we could do that.
The less cute brother of you. Is there one?
I love...
Is
no.
he straight?
No, no.
Wants to marry Jack?
No, no.
Please, this, damn it.
Two sons, both straight, but no. That would be down for that, but I don't think any of our families are also private would ever.
Yeah.
Like, we're the extroverts, and all of our families are all like, we don't want anything to do with the camera.
Yeah.
So
I love that.
Yeah.
Will you ever make over women? And she says, specifically me, dear God, please, I need so much help.
The answer is yes, call me, and I'll just come to your house and make you over. We're hoping so. Like, the big thing for the five of us is that we really want to start branching out and start doing women. We want to start exploring, like, the trans community. Mm. We want to do so much more. You know what I mean?
Is that why they took out 4 of the straight guy?
Yep.
Okay,
that's
what I was assuming.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah,
because
it's like, you know, I think they were smart in, like, allowing the audience to see majority straight guys the first season.
Yeah.
And then seeing one gay guy so you can kind of get a taste of it being different. Mm-hmm. And I think as we go forward, I think they're going to be smart in, like, letting us, like, branch out.
One of the things that we were talking about in the Lady Gang, and this actually came from one of our members, but is a really smart conversation for us to have is, you know, we've always said Lady Gang is an escape for people. So we don't cover religion and we don't cover politics because there's people that do that so much better than us. Like, I can't even vote in this country.
You can't?
No,
Canadian.
Okay. Oh, my God.
But,
I didn't know that.
But my point being is that it's also something that it really does break people in half. It's like, what side are you on? And people don't come around. And so how do you think that you deal with such political and controversial issues in such a digestible way that people are like crying 1 minute, laughing 1 minute, and then going, the next minute.
Yeah, it's years of training, first of all. And it's also us being open and being great listeners. And I think that's the biggest thing of why this country's so divided is because no one wants to listen to each other.
Right.
Everyone wants to be clear on their point. They want to go to people who believe what they believe. And I tell people this all the time. Facebook algorithm has screwed us up.
It's the
echo chamber.
Yeah.
We all are like, oh my gosh, we're in a bubble. And of course,
everybody
my opinion is right.
Way.
Yeah. And it's because the algorithm just keeps pumping up what you want to hear and what you want to see. And what we do is we decided when we first started that we weren't going to be that echo chamber. We were going to listen and allow people to influence us. And you see that with like the cop episode.
I think with the casting for all the people that were like your guests on the show is so well too, because I had this conversation with my parents that they were so open to change and they're so open to those conversations too, because you've seen shows like this and the guests are like, oh, I don't know. Like, and you know, they're not receptive to it. And even after these people are making huge changes in their lives, they're trying to make changes in other people's lives. So that's like a huge thing too.
I would give me a little pat on the back because the first time around the culture guy, they didn't know what the hell to do with him. They were like,
I know Jay.
Oh, yeah.
He's such
I love
sweet
Jay.
Guy.
Oh my gosh. I love Jay.
But it was hard. I always felt bad for him. I was like, you don't have a purpose.
Yeah. He was in Broadway. So he gave out Broadway tickets. And when I went in, I was like, listen, I'm not giving out Broadway tickets. If you give me one Broadway ticket to give out, literally the only time I gave out tickets was to Corey, and it made sense because he had never been to a play.
Right.
But we had already had this moment, so I was like, it's going to work.
Yeah. Right.
But I was like, my background is going to allow me to fix the inside, because we can change all this stuff on the outside, but if I can't change their heart and their minds mm-hmm. and help them to see, get past this block, then we're going to be hearing in a month that they all went back to what they were doing before. And
right.
So a lot of times people don't see like these conversations where I had with them, you know, like for 3 hours where they're like crying on my shoulder. Oh. And that's why a lot of times you see these guys crying and you're like, why are they crying?
No,
it's because I had already opened their asses up like a, you know, like a doctor.
No, listen, we're all crying with them. Yeah. Like yeah.
We were crying too, honey. We were crying.
Jesus, man. Oh man. Oh God, my brain is so tired. Hold on.
It's all right.
I want to ask you. Oh, Tan.
Overstimulated.
No,
here.
I'm like, look in the eye. Okay, so the joke with Tan is that like he's always like, you know what you could do? You could add this pattern shirt. He always wants like. So has he ever peer pressured you to wear like a floral pattern shirt?
Yes. If you go to my Instagram story, I have one on today because of him. Yeah.
Yes. Wait. Yeah. Have you guys taken fashion tips from him?
Because
you're all fashionable yourself, and you'll
I would say that Tan and I are the two that love fashion the most. Mm-hmm. So we sort of talk about fashion the most. Anthony loves a dirty t-shirt. Mm-hmm. And I don't say like a dirty
right, right.
but you know, like the grungy. Yeah. Could have holes in it where I'm like, a t-shirt with a hole in it, not doing it.
Garbage.
Exactly. In the trash. Like I'm dusting with it. And so, he's like, me and Tan always talk about fashion. So I take advice from him all the time because I think he's super stylish. But he also has a very specific style.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
Well, it's like the clean cut. Like he's making everybody look like sharp.
Yes, exactly. And it's funny because he and I get fashion questions all the time. And I'm always like, you know, I'm not the fashion guy. But a lot of, you know, guys
were
hitting me up.
There was one time you went in the suit.
Yeah, we did
you
it together.
You helped him look at the suit together.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
There's actually 3 times that happened, but they cut it. Ooh. Yeah, they went, yeah.
Have like you psychoanalyzed anyone else in the Fab Five? Like, have you said that really?
All the time. Right? I sit there and do that all the time.
Crack them open?
Oh, my gosh,
wait,
all the time.
Can you come back and crack us open?
Yes. I know.
It would take me no time at all.
Really?
Yes. When Jonathan gets here, ask him, like, literally throughout the season, I would get upset if I didn't crack a guy open and make him cry.
Really?
Like, I'd be in the trailer and I'd be like, why didn't I get him to get to his core? And not in, like, a sadistic way, but, right. like, in a, like...
Yeah.
I need you to have a cathartic.
Well, yeah,
how do you
that's your
get
work.
People to their core?
It's pretty easy to find someone's trigger and to figure out what that moment is that like stopped them
Damn,
from
we
feeling
all
like
just
they can. I know everyone like took a deep
breath. The air just came out of this.
I'm just nervous.
It's pretty. It's just a couple of simple questions of like figuring out. You know, most of us know what we're scared of mm-hmm. or what we want out of life, and we don't know sometimes why we can't get it or why we can't get over that fear.
Yeah,
and it can always get pinpointed back to one moment. It could be someone in high school. It could be a mother or father who said something.
Right.
So if you can get back to that, it will open up the floodgates, and then you'll get move past that.
All right.
Honey, let's take y'all to church. Oh.
You're a f***ing unicorn.
I'm not
literally.
Do you want to open up?
No.
you're like, no.
No, literally, he's even just saying that. He's like, everybody has their trigger, and I'm like,
me.
I almost started crying. Like, oh, no.
I want to have attention?
No, not right now.
We're too fragile.
I literally am too fragile.
Okay, oh well, God. I thought it would be fun.
Do you want to get cracked open?
I've already cried like 3 times.
Today. Okay, good.
I'm having like a horrendous week.
Yeah. She has.
So I don't think there's any tears in me.
You noticed none. And when y'all were saying who wants to get cracked open, I didn't even flinch. I was like, I'm ready.
No, he's ready.
Yeah, I'm ready. But we know.
This will be a private next lady
time,
gang episode.
Yeah.
Maybe he should come back and do it.
I will.
I'm scared. Watch TV show.
I will. I'm down.
If we get one day.
You're going to get one.
Okay, great.
You will it. It's there.
Thank Ooh. You. All right. So I decided to play a game called High or Nigh. Nigh is like that word, like, I didn't know if I was making it up. Is like nigh, like nigh.
Nay. Not.
Nigh?
Like
nay?
Nine?
Not?
Like nigh. Is it a word, Jordan? USC? Full ride?
Honey, it works for
is
me.
Is it not?
Do
like
you get
nine
a USC
the...
full ride scholarship?
Yeah.
You got a work brains
she
and beauty.
Is.
I know.
Come through.
Meet Katie Holmes.
She's smarter than all of us combined.
All
it's kind of embarrassing.
It's,
and
anyway,
she's like 10 years younger
for the
than
process, no. Or no, for the reason to have it.
Nine? Isn't that no in German?
It's not.
Yeah.
Nine.
Nine.
Nine. You want nigh? It says adverb, preposition, and adjective. It means near. So, departure time.
Dude, nine.
Jordan.
Nine.
Exactly. Jordan, you're so pretty. Okay.
Nay. You were looking for nay, like yay or nay?
Yeah.
But I and nay don't rhyme,
okay,
so I want to do I or nigh, and we're going to make up the
Listen,
new word.
Listen, we're making it happen.
Yeah.
So now it has a new definition.
I is yes.
I is yes if you like it, and nigh is a new word created for the Kelty Knight Dictionary.
Right. Yes.
That is... No.
We can get this in the Urban Dictionary, by the way.
Oh, you can get
anything
in the Urban Dictionary.
Hold on. Do you have an Urban Dictionary, like...
My name is in there.
So is mine.
Yeah, yours is
yours. Yours.
Mine's is for an undercover black guy, undercover gay black guy that like sleeps with women. I was like, I don't sleep with women. But
are you a gold star gay?
No, I'm not a gold star gay. I have a kid. So, okay. But after that, it was like done. Yeah.
Do you have a kid?
I do.
That's oh my God, it's so crazy. Where were you? Just in the press. I just read about this.
Yes.
I don't know. You've been all over.
Two kids. One biological, one adopted. So the last girl I slept with when I was 15, she got pregnant. She moved away. She didn't tell me about our kid. And then when he was 10 years old,
like,
hey, here's a stack of papers with your for back child support for your child.
How does he feel about having a famous father now?
He loves it because before he didn't give a damn, but now it's like all of a sudden like he's like, Dad! Oh, we're getting free stuff. Yeah.
Do you see him often?
They have full custody. We live in Sherman Oaks, so we live down the street.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Damn.
That's amazing.
And then adopt a baby?
And then adopted his little brother. So they have the same biological mother, but me tell you something. Their mother is one of the I'm gonna get emotional. She's probably one of the best women in the world because when I met my son, she was in a hard space, and when I asked her for full custody, you know, a lot of people are like, "How can a mother give up her child?" She was like, "Please, if you can give him a life that I can't give him, please take him." And her only request was that we keep the family tight. So they talk to her often. She comes out here. They go out there for Christmas and holidays.
Aww.
And I just love her because she gave me something. She gave the kids something. She gave our family something. And so.
That's wonderful. Amazing.
Yeah. I love my son's mother.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Where does she live?
She lives in Texas.
Okay.
But she comes out here all the time. She'll be out here in like 2 weeks.
Nice. Yeah. Great. That's amazing.
Yeah, sorry. I just went I or nay. Nine.
Nine.
I or nine.
That's
sorry.
An I, girl.
Sorry. Exactly.
That's an I.
Okay. I.
Okay. So.
To baby mamas.
Okay. So first, I or nay. Undercut haircuts.
Nine.
You know where girls have a pony? Yeah. But in the
Halle Berry just had
oh, yeah,
that photo.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I think it's super cute.
If
yeah.
It's on Halle Berry. Okay.
Yeah.
Anything on. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's, and first of all, it gets hot as hell. Like, I'm bald, so I don't know. But, like, I can only imagine it's, like, hot
airing
as hell.
Out.
Yeah, air it out.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And then it's stylish, and then you can go back to, like, super sleek, or then you can go, like.
The grow out is feeling bad for me.
The grow out has to be horrible, but not as bad as a.
Oh, yeah,
oh, do you have it?
Yes.
Oh. Not as bad as trying to grow out a shave
head. I thought it would be, actually.
Yeah. Well, you have a lot of hair to spare. I do not.
Yeah. My grow would be poking right through.
This is my publicist, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
I feel like if you're the right type of person for it.
I mean, for myself, it's a nine.
Oh, same.
It's a nine.
If you're Halle Berry,
yes.
You die.
You got it, yeah.
Orbiting. Do you guys know what this is? It's a new dating term, orbiting.
Oh,
so it's
terrible.
Like you start talking to someone, you ghost. You get ghosted.
And you get back around?
That's called submarining.
No, I'm telling you, orbiting. So say we're dating, Jack. We go on a date, and then I ghost you. But then I continue liking all your Instagram photos and watching all your Instagram stories. So I'm just orbiting your sphere.
That's the same thing.
That's called stalking?
Yeah. Isn't that a Casper situation?
No, Caspering is when you ghost, and then you run into the person, and you're super nice, and you're like, we should meet up. And then they're the friendly ghost.
Can we call this insecure and unavailable or not able to commit? Like, I have so many other terms than
I don't want to be mean to you because we were so excited that you came on, but there are rules.
I or nine.
Exactly.
She is a rules person.
She's going to give you a nine.
I love it. Nine.
Yeah, nine.
How could anybody like that?
Yeah, nine.
I'm just saying the term. Did you like the term for it?
I'm into the term.
I like the term.
Oh, the term.
But I'm orbiting. I already did say this word, and it is submarining. It's the exact
it's
same
true.
Thing.
It's true. She
fight?
Did.
Yeah, I think I'll win.
What do you guys think of cruises? Like going with your family on a cruise or like having a cruise?
Listen, I was very anti-cruise. I was very nigh-cruise. But I've been seeing some people on the Disney cruise lately, and I kind of want to go.
Is it legit?
Yeah.
It's not like one of those like shitty.
No, listen, Disney does everything.
Perfect.
Right.
Full out. So so these people on these Disney cruises, hashtagging Disney cruise, because I know you're there for free. Okay. I see you. But can they send us? Because it looks fun.
Hashtag Disney. Like,
hashtag
I'm like,
Disney.
I would go on a cruise.
So it's an I.
It's an I.
I.
I'm going to say I because of that. I was going to say nigh, but
yeah. Let's do a lady gang.
Cruise.
Do we want to do a lady gang queer eye crossover cruise?
Crossover cruise?
Oh,
I'm about that life.
I'm
about that life.
Yes.
Wait, first, we'll spend the first part of the weekend
picking you up.
Exactly.
And then
else
the rest of them putting you together.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. We'll get you wasted. We'll make you have
existential crisis. We'll tell you to text your ex. Yes. We'll have
exactly.
you have sex with your ex.
Exactly. We'll do all
and
of that.
Then, yeah. And then Queer Eye can put you back
we'll
together.
We'll fix you back. Yeah.
This is great.
We're onto something.
Okay. I say it's a nigh. I used to work on a cruise ship. It's dirty shit is happening on there. And P.S. it's toilet water in your shower.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
But they filter that.
Sure, they filter
it's
it.
Gray
it's still water.
Water.
I mean, we're all showering in poop water here.
I know, but it feels less like I sat across to you at dinner
and now
I'm sleeping in
now I'm brushing my teeth.
Water. Yeah. Don't ever brush your teeth on the cruise.
Well, with a bottled water, right?
Yeah,
thank
bottled
you.
Water. Okay. Like so I've never been on a cruise, but my dream is to go on a cruise with Jonathan and Bobby. So I say
you should.
So anyways, about the Lady Gang Queer Eye.
You guys are going to have cruises soon. If Backstreet Boys has cruises, you're going to definitely have
cruises. That would be so fun.
But I don't want to go with Tan and Anthony.
Why? Are
they because they don't drink. Wild? And they also don't like they don't go out and they don't party. And like Jonathan
they
and Bobby
do,
and I.
And
they
just
listen, we can replace that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
You can just
you all replace.
But they could also just hang out and do the water slide. You know what I mean? Like they can.
Yeah, but we'll be too hungover by the time we're doing the water slide.
I love
what if just the three of us and the three of you go and we also do a ballroom dance performance?
I'm down for this.
Who can teach me?
Getting better and better.
Because three
awful.
Girls, three guys.
Yeah,
and,
better,
like, you guys
better.
Can be shirtless and we'll be in the sequins. I can have my sling.
And I'm pretending
it.
Whoever my partner is straight because you guys are all hot and I'm
okay.
single.
Perfect. Great.
Yeah. Is it weird for you to be like, there are so many straight women that are like.
You're like
no.
sex symbols for women.
Yeah,
and, like,
we're having sex dreams about you guys.
Are you kidding me? I love it.
Yeah.
Like, it creeps me out when gay guys are like, you're hot because I'm like, I'm in a relationship. You know, it's like,
yeah.
it gets awkward, but when girls do it, I'm
you're
like,
yeah.
yeah. Tell me more. Hit on me. Like
that's my loophole
yeah,
in my
exactly.
marriage.
Yeah.
It's just gay men. It's
exactly.
my loophole.
That's all I've got. Okay, Auntie Annie's, you know the pretzel company?
Auntie yeah. Anne's, no?
Auntie
yeah.
Anne's, sorry.
Yeah. yeah.
They dropped a pretzel-themed clothing line that's coming for Jack Vanek.
I love that. Well, I'm going to go over to KFC dropped a really good clothing line as well. So I'm really liking these obscure brands.
Is this real?
Yes.
Did they really drop
yeah.
clothing lines?
No, they have like these like chicken tender sweatpants.
yes.
Like they are legit. Whoever's the designer is so good.
Yes, honey.
You did
I
a good
live.
Job.
I'm into it.
I know.
So it's a...
That's an eye.
That's an eye.
Would you wear it?
Yes.
I need
Auntie
to look it
Anne's,
up.
Like, could it get more?
Wait, can Auntie Anne's be the sponsor for our cruise?
Yes.
No, shit.
I'm with
I'll
that.
Wear a chicken.
Yeah.
I'm a vegetarian. I'll wear a chicken nugget. Like, if KFC wants to sponsor anything for us, like, give me the chicken nugget bikini. I'm in. I'm wearing it. I'm water sliding.
If I saw you
think
I'm in it. I'm done. It's happening.
If I saw you in a chicken nugget bikini on a water slide, I would die.
You know it would fall off.
I would pay for this. Like, I'm going to start a GoFundMe page tomorrow.
You guys, should we?
I'm
planning tomorrow. Vision board.
Go
okay.
fund me.
Iron eye.
I'm going to say nine just because I have style. I'm like, I can't
style.
Do it.
We do but not.
Let me give a shout out to Disney in hopes that they send us on a cruise.
Exactly.
They have a cream cheese filled pretzel at Disney, and
whoa.
It is what dreams are made of.
Really?
Yeah.
Cream cheese filled pretzel.
Drop that.
Is delicious.
So okay. it's basically a bagel.
Last thing, Ariana Grande started this at Coachella. It's been a couple months now, and crimped hair. She has a crimped ponytail. She's bringing about the crimper. Jack, I feel like you're in this.
Yes, that's an eye for me. I feel like I could pull off a crimp. Well, you know, because I did the big lion hair before. I could do a crimp.
I hate to do this to my ladies, but 30 and under, yes, you can crimp your hair. We cannot.
I'm barely
hold on, you're over 30?
Oh, my God.
We yes. all are.
Thank you.
No.
Again.
Good job. I didn't
thank
think
you.
Any of you were.
Shit, you guys. You heard that, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, this is the best day
Jordan,
of
make
my
a
life.
Note of this exact time code. This will be the new intro for the Lady
exactly.
Gang. This is
going to
be.
Loop.
This is going to be on the cruise. You're going down the water slide. You'll just be a person. I didn't know any of you were 30. I didn't know any of
exactly.
you were 30.
I'm actually putting it in the intro of my reel that my agent sends out.
I'm putting it in my Instagram bio.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's so good. Oh, my God.
No, it needs to be in our Lady Gang Instagram. Oh, my God. This is everything I wanted in life.
But, yeah, can't you please don't crimp your hair, ladies.
Honey, I'm old.
I'm doing it,
Caramel.
Okay.
I say nigh.
Okay.
Yeah, nigh altogether. Okay. There's some styles that I like that it can come back. That's
yeah.
not one of them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What style do you like that's come back?
What do you like in your women?
I love a high pony in my women.
I love a high,
I love
high
pony.
Pony.
So
good.
So good.
So good.
Also, I'm into this braid.
Oh, thank
everything
you.
About it.
Thank you.
I love waves. The BT wave.
Thank you.
No, I'm serious. You know what I mean? Like,
I should have washed my makeup great. On I know. Before you
are you out. Are you regretting not leaving your face beat?
Yeah, I had a nice face beat, but like because I'm one armed right now, I was like my makeup artist was like, let me help you because like yesterday I came in with like some lashes left in the shower.
She's like, let's fix this.
But I should have been ready for you. Okay. All right. When we come back, you are going to help our girls fix their lives because we are really bad at it.
Yes.
And Lady Gang yeah. wait, Lady Gang Your Life. Ask Lady Gang is next.
We just don't know what we're doing.
Hey, ladies!
Funky. Ask the Lady Gang.
And we're back. Okay, so we have our Lady Gangers write in questions, okay. and we give them questionably good advice, but I feel like yours is going to be a lot better than ours.
We should probably bow out of these, I gotta be honest.
We really should.
Becca, shake your braid. Let's go on the cruise. You're in.
You're on. Promos
in.
This is our last one. Okay, our first question comes from Megan. Megan says, I'm 26 years old and I've been single for about a year, but before I had been in 3 long-term relationships all in a row lasting about 2.5 to 3 years. I've been happy being single, been able to do whatever with no one to answer to.
Sorry, I was looking for my shoe. You're literally rubbing your feet up against my one foot.
Your giant
it was me.
Old man
footsie.
Sneaker.
like a table. Sorry, keep going.
Okay, she's single.
I found them, by the way.
She's single. She's happy dating. Has nobody to answer to. I've done Bumble dates, hung out with some guys and all that bullshit. And nothing has stuck, which is all good with me, but I wouldn't be against being into a relationship or dating a little bit more seriously. Mm-hmm. But it seems like when a guy is into me, I get super annoyed. Like, why are you texting me all day, every day? I really enjoy sharing my bed with just my dog. Is this normal to be super annoyed after being single for a minute? Any advice for this trash Bumble / dating world? Like, I think I'm decent looking, funny, nice, blah, blah, blah. Can a girl get a second date?
Ooh, what's her name?
Megan.
Megan. So, can I see this paper?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because there is so many things that are like...
There's a lot of things.
A lot going on here. First of all... You keep saying you want to be in a relationship, you don't want to be in a relationship, then you're like, oh, I do, but yeah. I don't. So you're conflicted all around there.
Right.
I need you to be intentional about what you want. So no more wish-washing. And that's also going in how you see yourself. You're like, I think I'm kind of decent looking. Never refer to yourself as decent looking. You are beautiful. You are perfectly designed and made just the way you are. And so the thing is that if you're finding men who are annoying you, it's because you're not finding men who are reflecting you. You're finding men reflecting this low self-esteem, unconfident person. And I need you to reflect and be confident about who you are and be intentional about what you want, and you will get it.
I'm going to stop referring to myself as a 6 from now on.
You're not a 6.
I'm an 11.
Okay, you are.
Oh my, that was amazing. I don't know what else to say.
I don't know. I don't even think.
Sorry.
No, it's true.
I mean, it doesn't sound like you want a second date. It sounds like you're not, I don't know.
Well,
I also think it's very important in every woman's life to go through a period of singleness.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
You learn a lot about yourself when you're not in a long-term, it sounds like she's had lots of long-term relationships back to back to back. Like, go be single. Have your friends travel. Like I said, you never know who you're going to meet in Germany or Italy, right. And it might be some like cute foreign exchange person.
And also,
you might be on a cruise with them.
In chicken finger.
Yeah, Annie Ann's bikini. I've been this girl many times, and I think it's obviously not the right guy if you're getting annoyed that he's just texting you like a normal
person.
Exactly,
that's it.
It's true.
And a lot of the times, you know, with this like, first, second date thing, it's like a lot about the chase.
Yeah.
So maybe you would have liked him if he wasn't texting you because you didn't have him.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things like you got to figure out if it's, you know, a guy that you actually want to pursue a little bit more.
Yeah.
I really like what you said about intention.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise, if you're just floating around and open to everything, I think there's something nice mm-hmm. about that. But when it comes to you and your time and where you're putting your energy, there's a lot of value in saying this moment in time, I'm going to be single, or this moment in time, I do want that second date.
Right.
So I like that. And we've not really ever touched on that before.
But she said I was single and she said that, you know, like I want
God,
this.
So
yeah.
Like, listen, I will put a ring on it. Don't play with me, Kelty.
No, I'm telling you. Okay. Just in between these questions. I'm around Hollywood people all the time, as you know, guys.
Yes.
I'm super famous.
Super famous.
But I'm like always around all the most beautiful people, and it's kind of like a Facetune situation, where it's like after Getty Images gets a hold of your photo and they have the like the lighting and those big flashes. Like
they don't do that to mine though. Getty Images. They only do it to like really famous
celebrity
people.
Do they do that?
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't fix it, but like their publicist will go in and take down the pictures they don't want.
Yeah.
And
is that a thing?
Oh, yeah, it's a thing. So it's
At
like
least we're on this
when
thing.
I see. You don't have to worry. Okay. But when I see people like in real life, I'm always like, oh my God, you're so beautiful. And then I'm kind of like, yeah. But I mean,
you're normal. Jack's pretty too. You know what I mean? It's like you're not like at. You're one of those people like you look like you're out of like already Photoshopped.
What?
You are. Yeah.
I love you all.
You're Facetuned. Okay, I'm like distracted. Okay, Jack, what's next before we like?
Yeah. Can't wait for our cruise. Oh my god. The cruise is gonna be the best moment of my life. Okay, question.
Yes,
it's gonna be great. Question two comes from Yes Woman. Yes. I don't know what this means yet, but okay.
Yes, I love that.
She says, I'm currently a full-time student. I just started working full-time because I need the money. I'm cordial, but definitely not there to make friends. I sit in my car during breaks and listen to the Lady Gang. Yes, bitch. During orientation for the job, a guy I had made some small talk with asked if I had a boyfriend. I told him I had a girlfriend, and he replied with, I like girls that like girls. That's weird. I responded with a naturally confused, disgusted, and turned off face and figured that was the end of it. Since then, he greets me with, hey, beautiful, every time he sees me. And the other day, he went with a Happy New Year's hug, which I clearly rejected by going in with a handshake. I'm not confrontational by any means, and I can be annoyingly nice, especially to people I don't know. My question is, how do I get this guy to leave me alone?
Did she say I worked with him?
I think so, right?
Oh, yeah. If you work with him, this is a easy fix for me, first of all.
It's an HR fix?
Yeah, HR fix. You need to go to the HR and you need to document these things immediately. And a lot of times, my female friends and also gay friends, they don't feel empowered 100%. Because they don't want to rock the boat or 100%. They're scared, yep. You know. And this needs to be, because he's exhibiting all bits of toxic masculinity. All of this is like, I don't, you like girls? Great.
That's hot.
Yeah, that's hot. Get out of here. And then also, hugs, you're, stop. No. HR. Yeah. And if he doesn't go to HR, you should feel empowered to call the police and say, yeah. I'm all about escalating things that far.
And make sure he doesn't know where you live.
Yes, 100%.
I mean, I know I sound insane, but really.
No, you don't. Because he's clearly. You don't know where he's going.
Yeah.
You never, things start off small all the time, and you never know what they'll escalate to.
And if he does know where you live, maybe have someone stay with you for a little while, like, after you make the complaint, just because you just...
Retaliation.
Yeah.
But
or
most
stay somewhere.
Offices have, like, a non-retaliation clause, where if you go and complain to someone at HR about something, they can't then fire you for being, like, a troublemaker.
Oh,
or
yeah,
taking,
no.
Like,
completely.
But I just don't want him going to her home.
A crazy person.
I'm paranoid, though.
It's the worst. Like, I like girls that like girls.
Ew.
Like, that's
what year is it? 97?
I know. Or 2017 if you're in Hollywood. Let's be real.
That's true. Like, maybe we can all, have a good time together.
Bring her, too.
It's like, I'm wearing a bathrobe. Can you get a massage?
Gross. Okay. Last question comes from Josie. She says, I live in Los Angeles with my boyfriend. After graduating college, I am no longer on a student visa because she's from Sweden, which means that I can be in the U.S. for 90 days at a time. This also means that I'm not allowed to work or intern for money while I'm here. I don't have many friends, so when my boyfriend leaves, I mostly sit at home, clean, cook, go to shops in my neighborhood, or eat lunch at a cafe to kill time. I'm getting tired of waking up in the morning and not being able to do anything that I want. I want to work, learn, and grow every day, but I feel as if my hands are tied. My boyfriend tells me that he wants to marry me in the future anyway, so why not do it now and then I can just I can get a job. Got it. So she can get her card. That wasn't the plan I had for my life, to get married on paper to get a job. If you had all the time in the world to do something but not too much money to be spending, what would you do? Would you work under the table? Would you just say screw it all and move home? I am more happy here in LA, but I am so extremely bored.
You do you. It sounds like you're living his life and you're not living your own life, and you will regret that one day.
Preach, sister.
Yeah, it's like you can't. I mean, I almost fell into this trap before where I almost compromised so much for somebody that I was in love with. Mm-hmm. And you can never rely on that for somebody, because it's like you're sitting around doing nothing all day when you could be with your actual friends. You could be pursuing your actual own career, and you never know what's going to happen with your relationship in the future, even if it's like super secure right now.
That's true.
Yeah.
I would try to get like some sort of job where you could go home and live there and be based at home in Sweden and like try to work for a company there. Like my girlfriend has a job in Canada where she works remotely, so she works from home. So you could work anywhere in the world. Like there was a girl, an American girl living over in London that I knew that worked for Refinery 29, but she worked the night shift for Refinery 29 doing news, and so like she worked overnight. So I wonder if there's some sort of job where you could come back every 2 weeks or like every month and spend a month in the States and then a month back and like live your life too, though.
Yeah, 100%. There's something you said about not being underneath him, because the thing is that she's clearly surviving.
Yeah.
But she's also saying that she has all the free time, which means she could find friends and a hobby and something to do. But she also said, well, I kind of approached getting married, which means you kind of are hoping that this guy is going to take the next step. And you're hoping that him seeing you suffer, and I'm doing air quotations, mm-hmm. is going to help him to make the decision.
Yes. Ooh. See, that's you why got... you're a professional and we are not.
He just cracked Josie open.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
you
I want
did, Josie.
I want I you to know, fine. Josie, that what you should do is you should be direct with your boyfriend about what you want and what you need. Because at this time, literally, you can make friends. You can be doing all the stuff you want. There are opportunities that you can make. I have friends who are immigrants and are in the same situations. It sounds like you're looking for a bigger answer from your boyfriend, but you're scared to ask it. Mm-hmm. And you need to ask that. Otherwise, like you said, Kelty, you're going to spend all your time underneath the sky, which mm-hmm. you're going to regret later, especially if he doesn't make the decision that you're hoping for.
Right.
Wow.
Done.
There are a lot of women that do kind of do the, 100%. Maybe it's the martyr thing, and you're hoping that he's going to just
pick
out
you.
Of,
yeah.
like,
yeah.
feeling bad that Completely. He puts you in the position,
but
you
then,
know.
Yeah, that builds but resentment, then, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
so fast.
And also, let's be real, just to let you know, he's not going to marry you, so you should move on. I'm just going to let you know that right now.
You don't think? Why do you say this?
So graduating from college, I'm assuming they're younger.
Yeah.
So he's in a space. Also, the fact that she's bored all day long and not one part of this said that I'm spending my days with my man means that he's living his life and he thinks that whatever is going on is healthy. And you're identifying that it's not healthy. So if he is not mature enough to realize mm-hmm. that this is an unhealthy
mature
situation, he's not mature enough to marry you.
God,
so
that
move
is
on.
So true.
It's so true.
Drop the damn mic.
Drop the damn mic. All right.
Josie, move on, sister.
All right. Thank you so much for coming
yes.
and changing our lives.
Did I help with the question?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
I'm good.
That was the most qualified answers we've given ever.
Honestly, in 2.5 years, we've never actually given good advice. This will be the first episode
I doubt
on
that.
Record.
I doubt
ever.
That. No. I loved all your advice.
We have it. Our advice is like, you should probably just drink a bottle of wine.
Watch some Netflix.
Online shop. Don't worry about your credit. Okay. Thank you for coming. You guys can follow along, I guess, on your Instagram to find out about the new season.
Yes, at Karamo Brown on all of my social media.
Do you have any idea when it's coming?
We're hoping soon. It should be very, very soon. Okay. Netflix hasn't given us the exact date yet, but
were you so
soon.
Pumped when you got that pickup?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, did actually, you think you wouldn't?
We didn't.
Really?
We didn't know. We
oh
actually
God.
Were.
It was kind of a late bloomer. It was like the first couple, you were like, I'm not going to watch that.
Came out in February.
Okay.
And then it is sort of like rolling, and then you know.
Yeah, I think I watched it like.
But also, we were all scared. This is like a reboot, so we all were like, "Oh, this is either going to fail miserably or it's going to be successful."
Right.
So
they did it right, man.
You did.
I did. I'm not even.
Of course.
I cried.
Of course.
Like a big baby.
How long does it take you guys to shoot a season?
4.5 months.
Great.
Yeah, it takes some time. Yeah.
So like a week and a half for every guy.
Yes, and we go. We don't have any. We have one day off, really.
Oh my God.
That's it. So it's like.
And Bobby has no days off.
None. At all. Not at all.
Bobby's a machine. Exactly.
But it must be like being at camp together. Just
it
like
is.
So much
we
fun.
We used to like every night after we would do this, we would get on the roof of our building and we would watch RuPaul and order food.
Oh my God, I love RuPaul. You have to come back because we have to talk about all of it.
Oh my gosh,
I can't
tell
believe
you.
Shangela didn't win All Stars. Like, what
Seriously.
Happened?
Oh my gosh, that right there, if it was. If
when
it was not.
When Vendela Creme left, I was like,
Shangela has to win.
It's Shangie.
Yeah, that's it. But, you know, there's so many politics in drag.
They got to come back, and then the people who got voted off got to vote who was going to win.
Well, that's what it is. If they didn't come back to vote, it's like they were hating.
They were mad.
Yeah, they have all these, like, ulterior motives.
Yeah, it's spiteful.
All Stars is so savage, though.
Yeah, very savage.
Because it's not like that whole, like, you vote your friends off. Like, it's like more of a little
yeah.
like a Hunger Games.
It's like if
it's
there
like
was
the Queer Eye audition.
Exactly. It's also like if, like, when I watched Top Model, if they ever brought back the old girls to be like, vote for who you think should be Top Model.
They're voting for their friend.
Yeah, they're voting for their friend. It's never going to be the right person.
Yeah, or against their enemies. That's so mad.
Weird.
Okay, well, we'll
yeah,
talk about
we'll
that
talk
again
about
on the cruise. We'll have a whole entire Drag Race screening on Thursday night on the
should
cruise.
Should invite Real.
Exactly.
I know.
Michelle.
He was on here.
Yeah, we have
yeah,
him.
Really?
He was crushed.
He's our second favorite next to you now.
Yes.
Okay, guys, follow us every Tuesday. Leave us a 5-star review on iTunes and Spotify at The Lady Ang, at Becca, at Kelty, at Jack Bannock, and we will
see you next Tuesday.
Yay! Yay!
Join The Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com. Thanks for listening.